بسم الأب والابن والروح القدس الإله الواحد.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We will talk about the relationship between evangelism and communication. And in addition to prayers and the grace of the Lord, what is my role in order to do or to have an effective communication that would ultimately lead to a successful and fruitful evangelism? Communication is really a very big science that has lots of branches and theories and studies. So I will not go into such details or deep into this road. All what I will try to discover with you is the day-to-day communication and its effect on our daily relationships, either inside our homes, at work, at church, friends, relatives, while we're evangelizing, meeting new people. So how should we communicate with each one? So let's first try to identify what does the word communication means. Broadly speaking, communication is a power. And it is a power because the scope that it covers. We communicate with everyone. We communicate everywhere. We communicate all time. Even our silence is a communication. And it is also a power because of its effect on all the relationships that we have. So a communication could be positive or negative. It could destroy a relationship or it can build a relationship. So it could be constructive or destructive. I'm sure any married person would understand what does it mean a destructive communication. So I will talk to the following point. Communication also is a gift. I'll tell you a true story about a person who had a stroke that did attack the center of the language. So the doctor said that this person won't be able to communicate. So when I asked him, does it mean that he won't be able to talk? He will be speechless, he will be dumb? So the doctor said, no, it's not exactly like that. He won't be able to communicate. He'll still be able to talk, but he won't be able to communicate. And the difference is that he can still say words, but we will not understand them. Because simply, the mouth won't be able to translate the signs or the signals that are coming out of the brain. Also, he won't be able to communicate in writing, because again, in the same sense, although he can still use a pen and a paper, he can still move his hands, his fingers. But what he will try to write down will not exactly be what his brain wanted to let him write. Also, he won't be able to communicate with signs. So for example, if I'm thirsty, I can simply do like that, so anyone can understand that I want to drink. But again, this person, because there is a damage in the center of communication or language, he won't be able to do this simple sign. So this is how precious is the gift of communication that the Lord Jesus Christ has granted us. So it's not, we don't have it for granted. It's something that is very, really precious that we have to thank the Lord for it every moment. Communication also is a skill. It's not that either I have it or not. I have a white skin or a black skin. No, it's something that we can build on. It's something that we can learn, we can develop. We can be trained on it. And because it is a power, it's a gift and it's a skill, it is a responsibility. It is a talent, wadna. And we will give an account for it. It is also a responsibility in the sense of I am responsible for what you understand from me. So what I want to communicate is my responsibility. If you don't get me right, I should not blame you actually. I should blame myself first. So always remember, when you start pointing your finger to someone blaming him, always watch that there is one finger that is crossed to you, to the person that you're talking to, blaming him for not getting you right, yet there are three fingers that are pointed against you. Okay? So it's very important not to blame others. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ has taught us. How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eyes, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? And there is a very powerful quote by Mother Teresa when she said that if you start blaming people, you won't find time to love them. And evangelism is about love, loving people. And it's, communication is also all about the how we communicate. And the how we communicate is really the fundamental basis that built a healthy relationship. A recent study said that if you are meeting someone for the first time, during the first 4 minutes of that meeting, the how you communicate is what this person will capture from what you're saying. And the how you communicate is split into three elements: the words that you say, and the how you say them, which is the tone and the volume, and lastly is the non-verbal behavior, which is the body language, the facial expressions, the appearance, the place, the time. And actually they are not split equally, so they are not one-third each. Surprisingly, 55% of the message that the receiver will get from your how you communicate, it will be from your non-verbal behaviors. And if you see this pie chart, is only 7% relies on the words. Might be shocking, but it's true. The what you say is not really important. The how you say them is just 38%. The how is the tone and the volume. And your non-verbal behavior is what really matters. It's 55% of your message is taken from this. It's not only that, actually. Again, the study says that after 3 days of this conversation, this person will only remember 15% of the 7%. So he will only remember 15% of what he heard from you. 15% of the 7% words. Okay? And 65% of the emotions, the feelings, the impressions, everything that you've done with during this conversation, which is the non-behavior, the non-verbal behavior, will be captured after 3 days of this conversation. Let's take an example of the Lord Jesus Christ, the evangelist, on how he did communicate. Let's take the example of his meeting with the Samaritan woman. The Lord Jesus Christ sat down by the well when a Samaritan woman came. Okay, so I will not tackle through the conversation itself or the wisdom of the Lord in tackling this conversation. All what I want you to think about is, what if the Lord Jesus Christ were not sitting down by the well when the Samaritan woman came? Okay, so what if he met her on the way to the well? What if he was standing by the well? Or what if he was surrounded by his disciples? You can add any if scenarios, but in all scenarios except the one that the Lord chose, would have created a real barrier between the two, especially with the background of her being Samaritan and him being a Jew during that time. So definitely there would have been a real barrier in the communication between the two of them. But when she arrived and found him sitting by the well, the Lord Jesus Christ implied some indirect messages to the woman. So he told her, without saying a word, he told her that I'm waiting for you. He told her that you are very important to me. He told her that I have enough time for you. I'm not in a hurry. He told her that I'm all yours. I'm here just for you. And this is how he has broken the ice. So she was acceptable to the conversation. We also need to realize when we communicate with anyone that communication needs two. And these two are different. So it's not necessarily that you are, if you are different than I am, that we cannot communicate or there should be a conflict. We still can have a good relationship and a good communication, yet we are different. I have to realize that I do have my own strengths and weaknesses, and you too. Okay, you too, you have your own strengths and weaknesses. Even if I can't see them, but definitely you do have your own strengths and weaknesses. I also have to realize that I am very special because I am the daughter or the son of God. And you too, you are very special because you are the son or the daughter of God. As the psalm said, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I am wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful." So to recap so far, we said that communication is a power because of its effect on the relationship between people, and it is a gift that we really need to think about it. It's not with us for granted. It's a very precious gift, and it is my responsibility. I have to work on it. We said that we are different, so we don't share the same personalities. We are different personalities with different characteristics. Okay. And the how I communicate is much more important and much more influencing than what I say. And because of this, you will be pleased to know that I will stop talking. Okay, because the how I say is much more important than what I say, so I will stop talking now. Okay? Let's do a simple test, okay, to learn about the different types of personalities. Have you all got this piece of paper? Okay, are we ready to go? The piece of paper that you have is split into three parts, so leave behind now the first part, which is the matrix, and go to the middle one, which has numbers from 1 to 10 and two columns, column A and column B, okay? This test is to identify the type of personality. So you either do it for yourself to know your own personality, if you know of someone that you know quite well but you have difficulty in communicating with this person, so you can complete the test on this person. Okay? On the screen we will see two choices for each number, and you will need to tick only one of the two columns. Just tick it one by one. So you will need to answer the question. If I were forced to choose, I would say that I am more easygoing or more dominant. So just pick one of the two. I am more go along or more take charge in my relation with people, okay? Am I more hesitant or more assertive? Am I more accepting or more challenging? Be spontaneous in your choice, okay? So you might have a different opinion depending on the situation. So don't think a lot. Just take the spontaneous answer. Am I more thoughtful or more active? Am I more supporting or more confronting? Slowly, okay. Ready?
You hold more. And you hold more. So pick up what you think you're more.
Yes, please. You can't pick two.
Yes.
Just pick one only, okay? It might depend on the situation, so don't think of a situation. Just think of the one that will spontaneously come across your mind. That will most probably be your inner personality. Okay? You can adapt yourself based on a situation, but definitely there is a line that is you. Okay? Seven? Okay. Am I more quiet or more talkative? Am I more retiring, يعني بنسحب, or more bold, شجاع, مقدام? Am I more relaxed or more intense? Okay? And lastly, am I more subtle, يعني هادي رقيق, or more forceful, يعني نشيط قوي؟ لا مش aggressive. لا. Have you all done with the 10 first questions? Yes? Okay. Now count down the ticks under column A only. How many ticks under A? Okay? And then put the number down on the horizontal line on the first part of the test. Okay?
We circle it?
Yeah, just put any mark on the number of the A on the horizontal line. Okay? Shall we go on? Okay. So let's go to the last part of the test. Questions from 11 to 20, we will do the same. Again, you will need to tick either column A or column B. Okay? Only one tick. Now, just forget it. Leave it. We only want to count down the ticks under column A only. Okay? So again, if I were forced to choose, I would say I am more informal or more formal in my relationship with people. Do I tend to be informal or formal in my relationships? Am I more spontaneous or more disciplined? مفهومة؟ يعني تلقائي في ردود فعلي مع الناس ولا منظم وماسك نفسي يعني disciplined, عندي discipline. Am I more responsive or more self-controlled, يعني سريع الانفعال ولا بضبط نفسي؟ Am I more impulsive or more methodical? Impulsive يعني مندفع متهور. Methodical يعني منهجي منظم مرتب. Okay? Am I more close or more distant in my relationship with people? So do I tend to get closer to people or I intend to keep distance between myself and the others? Am I more feeling or more thinking? So usually I get emotional or rational the things. Am I more people orientated or I am task orientated? So when I think of anything that I need to achieve, do I first think about the people and how they would do it, or do I just concentrate on the task and the achievement and the goal, and then we will see how the people will do it? So am I people orientated or task orientated? By the way, there is no right and wrong, okay? Just it's me. Am I more outgoing or more reserved? يعني منفتح في علاقاتي مع الناس ولا متحفظ في علاقاتي مع الناس؟ am I more dramatic or more matter of fact? يعني أمين رزق ولا بعيش الواقع؟ And lastly, am I warm or more cool? Again, in my relation with people, do I tend to be warm in my relations or cool? Okay, done? Please count the A's, only the text under A. And in the same way, just put it on the vertical line, okay? So by now you should have a tick in one of the four boxes. Yep? Do we all have this? A mark or a tick or a sign or whatever in one of the four boxes of the matrix? Are we all following? Yes? No one is saying yes. No. Yes? Okay. Next. Yes, so you have to, no, you will need to join them together. Okay, so for example, in the on the screen, for example, I marked 7 in the horizontal line and 3 or 4 in the vertical one. So I am, my mark is under analyst. Okay? So the four types of personalities are the expressive on the left top box, and the amiable on the right top box, and the analyst or the thinker in the right bottom box, and finally the driver or the director in the left bottom box. So do you all have a mark in one of these four boxes? Yes? Excellent. Okay. So these are the four types of personality. So what we will do next is to identify or to know the main characteristics of each of these four characters or personalities. And then after this, we will see how best we can communicate with each one of them so we can have a good relationship with everyone. Okay? There will be lots of details, so don't bother by writing down, because you will have a handout of all the details that will come through at the end of the session. So the expressive personality is a social one. He tends and likes recognition. He's highly social. He likes to take risks. He likes to be different. He's opinionated. He has his own opinions. He's excitable. He gets excited quite easily and very expressively. Okay? The amiable personality is people-oriented. So people are number one for this character. He easily buys on trust, so he tends to trust people. He's highly social, same as the expressive one. This person likes to build relationships. He's slow in making decisions. And he's very supportive to the people that are surrounding him. The driver or the director, he's task-oriented. So he's very much focused on the what, not the who. He is very time sensitive. Time is now for him. and he's very accurate. He's often brusque with people. يصد يقفش كده مع الناس. He's less social, unlike the top two, the expressive and the amiable, okay? So he's not social. He's very demanding, and he's very insensitive about the others. So this character, if he's a boss at work, he becomes a real pain for his employees, because he really disregards the people. He's very much focused on the result, on the achievement, on the task. And the last character is the analyst. He's detail-oriented, so he likes to go into details. He seeks proofs, okay, so he doesn't trust people easily. He needs to get some proofs and facts. He asks questions. He's also less social as the driver, and unlike the top two, the amiable and the expressive, he's less social. He likes structure, he's very organized, and he likes certainty. Okay? Next. Yes. The top two personalities, the expressive and the amiable, they tend to be informal with people. As you've noticed, they are very much socializing and very much people-oriented. So they tend to be informal with people. This is, it's coming on the high of informality, okay? In their responsiveness, which is their attitude with people. So their attitude is much more in relationship and being informal. And it's expressed in their intention to display feelings to others. They desire to make friends. And they put lots of emotions and feelings towards others. So they are expressive and they keep on talking about feelings and expressions, and they always express their feelings to others. Unlike the bottom two, the driver and the analyst, they are coming as formal and low, so they do control their feelings. Okay? Next. The left two personalities, the expressive and the driver, they tend to be high in dominance. Again, it's the attitude. So they have a desire to control people, to dominate them. And it's about the amount of efforts they put to influence on the thinking of all the acts of the other people. So they like to say and the other do. Okay? And the right side, which is the amiable and the analyst, they are low in this domination, so they are more easygoing with their relation with people, and they can be easily on getting different approaches or different thinking of others. Okay? So they are not dominating others on what they think or how they think. Is that matrix clear? Lots of information, but it's just like that, you know, it's 1 + 1 = 2. Okay? So let's now talk about the how we should deal with each of the four personalities in order to get a good relationship with each one of them and we can gain them. Okay? So with the expressive, we need to get them talking about themselves. So if they start to talk about themselves, please leave them to do so, because this is their enjoyment. Okay? So you will get their buy-in when they talk about themselves. Share their dreams, because they will have lots of dreams about the future. So don't stop them. Okay, share their dreams and add to them. Don't focus on details with them. They will really get bored. Okay, you will lose them if you go into details. They love special attention. They like to feel in the center of anything. Okay. They are motivated by challenge, applause, and recognition. So the nice word would put them on top of the moon. Be conversational with them. They enjoy philosophical argument. Okay? And lastly, they have very strong personalities. Do you remember they were in the dominant, okay? And they are often too optimistic. Okay, so if you're dealing with an expressive personality, just try to do any of these tips and you will get their buy-in. The amiable. He likes to share their personal life history. Okay, so they like to talk about themselves and their experience, so let them talk about themselves. They resist the change and they enjoy the known, so they are happy where they are. So if you're talking about any change or challenge, they will put off. They prefer to share decision making with others, so they hate to take decisions. So help them to take decisions, okay, but go slowly. Don't let them feel they are forced to do something. Identify their personal needs and show them love. Offer them personal assurance of support. So they like to feel supported, okay? They dislike pressure of any kind and need lot of reassurance. So as I said before, go slowly with them, okay? So don't push them into decisions or changes or whatever. Just go slowly with them, with reassurance, you will get anything you want from them. The last one is the driver. The third, okay, sir. Don't waste time with small talks. They are impatient and conscious of time. Very practical people, okay? Approach them directly and be organized. If you're not prepared, just postpone the meeting. Don't go into conversation with them if you're not prepared. Keep your conversation focused and to the point. Be energetic and maintain direct eye contact. Okay, because they will read if you're confident or not. Be firm and let them feel you are sure of yourself. Give them solutions that work and fast. You know, it's very important when you tell them, this has been tested, for example, okay? I know for sure that this will work. The last one is the analytical. Approach their needs in a logical and practical manner. Provide them lots of factual evidence. Avoid innovation or any hint of risk taking. If you remember when we talked, they hate to take risk. Okay? They feel comfort for where they were. Work with them on a step-by-step approach. Don't rush. They will ask lots of questions, so be prepared also. Support their organized and thoughtful approach. They are very organized, and if you go meeting them and your thoughts are not organized, you will definitely lose their temper and their patience. These are the four types of personalities. We've talked about the main characteristic of each one of them and the how best we can communicate with each one of them so we can build a good and fruitful relationship, okay? So we can use it actually whether in our personal relationship, in evangelism, at work, any place. It's just, I know that sometimes these things could be a little bit theoretical, but trust me, if you focus on the different main characteristics of each one of these four personalities and just study one or two of the key points to deal with them. And as we said, that communication is a skill, so train yourself on doing that and you will have this test. My advice to you actually is that make it on so many people you know. So if you go home now, just do it on your spouse, on your father, on your mother, your son, your daughter, your brothers. Just the more you will do it, the more you will learn about it and you will get practice on how to do it. Okay? If you will do it just once now and just leave it behind, you will forget all about it. But it needs lots of practice, but it's very powerful and it really works. Okay? And I have just four slides to go. They are very, very brief and they are generalized in any sort of communication, okay? In our marital attitudes or behaviors, in our personal relationship, evangelism, anywhere, okay? There are behaviors that if you do, you will definitely lose the person you're dealing with, no matter the relationship between the two of you. So please, avoid the criticizing, okay? And if you will have to do it, just do it in a constructive way. Abuna has gave us lots of hints about a constructive feedback. So remember all of this. Don't be tactless or hurt people's feelings, okay? Think in terms of the other people's feelings and don't offend by ignoring people or making fun of them. Don't interrupt people when they are talking. It's very rude and shows you don't listen and they are not important to you. Don't create emotional barrier in people's mind through bad language, unprofessional appearance, because people buy people first. Don't be pessimist, okay? Don't just look at the black side of anything. The newspapers are full anyway of all the bad news anyone can take a day, so avoid this. Don't show impatience or lose your temper. Even when right is on your side, it creates a barrier between you and the other person, which will help neither of you. So you will definitely lose this relationship. There are also some positive things. If you usually do them, you can build on relationship and gain people. Okay? So please do. Match or mirror the body movement of the one you talk to. Okay? Keep it subtle, slight and clever. And adopt a similar posture or gesture rather than mimic the person. So for example, if for the first time you're sitting with someone, So if he's just sitting in a relaxed way, don't sit with crossing your legs or crossing your arms. It will put a barrier between the two of you. Do match or mirror his voice. So if his voice is slow or low, don't shout. Match or mirror his mood. And it's temporarily, okay, because we will eventually lead him into a solution-oriented or more positive vein. So if a person is very distressed, so don't just laugh and say, no, this will go away. No, he will not take it like that. If you can just show some sympathy, and show him feelings, and then you can move step by step with the person to a solution-oriented path. And finally, use a statement of fact to help him into a yes mood. Okay? So repeat statements made by him or statements that are undeniably true. And this is very important in evangelism. If you're talking about God and this person still doesn't believe that God exists, so don't jump. Just move step by step and keep on getting, buying small bits by small bits until you grow up with him. And begin or end the statements with phrases that ask for agreements, like for example, I say, right, okay, or would you agree, or isn't it? So you can still have his full engagement with you. Glory be to the God. That's it.
Thank you, Amani. It was great. Any questions, Amani? I don't have any questions. I have lots of questions. Yes, Ines, go ahead. It
was great, Amani. Very, very informative and very well presented. Thank you. My question is, as we were doing this questionnaire, you said there were no right and wrong. But I was thinking that probably I will give my paper to Abuna for confession, and I will tell him, please, halil niba. What do we do if, I mean, is any of those people, okay, you're telling us how to deal with these people, but how to deal with ourselves when we are like this? What is, I mean, is there anything that we need to do to change? Of course, you gave us some tips at the end. But probably, after all of us knew who we are, probably we may need to give a sort of a turnover somewhere. You may not be entitled to answer, but I don't know. It's just a...
Now, definitely there are so many ways on how you can change your behavior or attitude.
Either going to psychiatrist, then?
No, not necessarily. You can adapt yourself, definitely. It's something that you can train yourself on. It's exactly like when you're trying to acquire fadila, gift, okay? So you can train yourself on something. The purpose of this exercise is to know where are you now. This is you, okay? And it's very important in Christianity that you accept yourself as you are, because Jesus likes you as you are, or he loves you, whatever you are, okay? So it's very important that we understand where are we now. We understand what are our strengths and weaknesses. If you remember in the presentation, we said that I do have my own strengths and weaknesses, and I have to recognize that anyone else as well has got strengths and weaknesses. It's very important to focus on these points, the strengths points, so we can keep elaborating on them, and the weak points, so we can try to change them or adapt them.
Is there any relation being a female or male to these four types of personalities, or يعني الستات أكتر مثلا expressive ولا ده مش ضروري؟ Okay, فده حبيبي.
Can there be a mixed
change? Definitely yes, definitely yes, yes. And again, it's you will find yourself more like here or there, and again, the key to deal with you, it will be some tips from here and some tips from there. But to be honest, very, very deep inside yourself, most probably you will be only one personality, okay? And by the time and by the practice and by the skills that you keep on developing during your practical life and professional life, you may adapt some of the attitudes, but definitely deep inside you, you will be only one.
Any more questions? Yes, Bashman Saadil. Huh?
none of them is
better than others, better, superior than others.
No, definitely, you're absolutely right, because there is no a wrong personality or a good personality or a bad personality. These are the four main personalities, and there is no right and wrong on this. No, definitely no, because if you try to completely change your personality, you will not be yourself. Al-Quddis Thoma definitely is the analytical one. Quddis Bulus, the driver one. Now I think it could be easy to identify which personality. Actually, if you know someone very well, even if you don't go through the test, it's very easy to know which personality he falls in from the main characteristic of the four ones. You're absolutely right, and this is why we gave the main points for do and don't in general, okay? And don't expect that you will gain a person from just one meeting. So definitely there will be a series of meetings with the one that you serve, okay? So through these meetings, you will try to capture signals of the traits or the types of the personality, because some very broad points would be very easy to tackle even from the first meeting. You can always have a turnaround, okay, and you can start from the very beginning. Just bear in mind the main do's and do nots. From the first time, it will be very difficult to identify the personality in full. But again, it might be some signs that he can show up that can help you. Like, for example, if you find him looking at his watch, so definitely he's the driver one. Okay, he's very time sensitive. If he keeps on getting into details with you, so it's the analytical one. Okay, if he just keep on cheering and smiling and asking you about your personal life and what would you like to do after this conversation or whatever, so definitely it's the amiable one. If he gets very much excited of what you're saying, so it's the expressive one. So definitely there will be some main signals that will come out. It's up to you to read them.
In depth, the culture of the other place, we may have a clue as to how to start and how to approach the people rather than just go get a road.
Definitely, I agree. Definitely, I agree. And it's all the Mediterranean people, including ourselves, we are very much expressive rather than the European one or the American one. So definitely, yes.
In the middle.
I think you need to review the test. I think you had some thinking before ticking, so you were not spontaneous in ticking. So you relied your answer to some situations, which is a little bit deviating of the core of the exercise.
I'm really impressed with those who shared in the lectures in this course. أنا فعلا استفدت منهم كلهم بدون استثناء, يعني كل اللي تعبوا حضروا.